Hey, welcome. Great to be with you on WBZ's Connoisseur's Corner. I'm Jordan Rich, and today I'm with Matt Robinson of mattsmeals.com, spelled M-A-T-T-S-meals.com. And Matt, the Red Sox didn't do it this year, we all know, and we're kind of sad about that, but there's no reason to be too sad because the bleacher bar at Fenway is still open. We can drown our sorrows.
Absolutely. It's a great place to go whether you have tickets for a game or not. You know, Fenway's still around. They have the Gridiron Series. They're going to have the Hurling and Irish Festival in mid-November. But just anytime you're in the neighborhood, if you're going to a show on Lansdowne Street, it's a great, great restaurant. They have a lot of history for the team and a 12 by 12 foot window that lets you look right out into the field from center. It's a great view. Just even if there's no game at all, it's beautiful. The food is terrific. Great sandwiches. Of course, you can get Fenway Franks, amazing pretzel sticks, which I'm a big fan of. Great local beers. So it's a great take. And, you know, anytime you want to go, it's open all year and it's good all year.
Yeah, that's a great idea for people even bringing friends to town in the off season. Hey, you want to go somewhere a little unique and special? And food, as you say, is very, very good. So it's the Bleacher Bar at Fenway, and it's accessible from the outside.
From Lansdowne Street. Yeah, you're literally in the wall, which is kind of cool. But, you know, they've found so many great ways to expand the offerings at Fenway, and this is certainly a big one.
Sounds great. It's a good suggestion, and there are many other suggestions on Matt's wonderful website, Matt's Meals, mattsmeals.com. He joins us regularly, as do many others, on Connoisseur's Corner, WBZ News Radio 1030.